It is not experience but evaluated experience, commonly called feedback, that brings growth. Getting feedback as quickly as possible is crucial to be on track towards achieving our worthwhile goals. You'll always get the good news, it's how quickly you get the bad news that counts. A steady diet of nose-to-nose, constant, immediate, unfiltered feedback from customers and employees are the future winning companies. Harvey McKay. Issues in feedback. Missing the cues. Most people resist unwarranted feedback even when it might make sense. The world is sending feedback if you are willing to pay attention to the lessons, every criticism, and every comment. Fight the notion that you know everything and be open and listen. The secret to good listening is to shift from thinking about what people's words mean to you and considering what their words mean to them. Timing. Overly critical too early. It would not be wise to evaluate the grammar and visual presentation of a first draft seed of an idea. Critical feedback comes too late. Coaching is feedback at the moment, not months after at a checkpoint. For example, it would be untimely if you cited all your reasons for not using this vendor when it starts the job. Don't gain all your feedback in one conversation or one meeting. Emotion. You are not in a state for feedback until you are sitting on the same side of the table. Then, you can give constructive feedback from an appreciation of good. Genuinely thank someone for their efforts rather than criticize them for their failings. Communicate with logic and emotions, facts, feelings, and honesty. Listen deeply, ask questions, and accept that you may not fully understand the issue. How to get feedback? The best use of your time is talking to clients, getting their feedback. Feedback is both brave and foolish. It is specific to the moment when the respondent's emotional state and attention meet your particular work. Seek feedback. Listen to it, don't take it personally, and mine it for what you can use. Charlie Chaplin was one of the most extraordinary learners. He studied his audience feedback and tore it apart. He learned what was working to enhance it and what was not working he removed. Seek input from people you respect and trust. Their support, feedback, and practical advice can keep you on the right path. Be quick to deliver, get immediate feedback, and you will gain momentum. Don't wait to test yourself until you think you know your topic. Start sooner, before you are comfortable. You cannot ask the market what they want, but you have to test your market assumptions and get feedback, so too you must approach your input. Embrace the naysayers, use them for feedback and operations, but use the dream builders for the creative process. Be sure to thank the people who give you honest feedback to keep the positive feedback loop going. How to give feedback? The response of fine is horrible. Give as much feedback as possible. Private honest feedback makes someone grow. Always provide as many compliments as you can. Provide theory, a demo, and practice. Supply and situation training that highlights where the quicksand and wild animals are. This kind of shadow training provides the right cues, timing, and emotion due to mindset and the workflow and expertise proximity. Focus your feedback on how their work supports the final product.